was a real nice place. Nice might have been pushing it, but it had been home once. When did you last see Dono?
13, 14 years.
You just get out? I said. O'Hassan stared at me. Then the intricate lines around his eyes crackled in squinty amusement. How'd you figure? Your jacket's brand new, pants and shoes, too. The car's a rental and it's fresh washed, straight from the airport, maybe.
Near enough.
He shook his head. I remember Dono saying you were a real terror. He meant it good. I hadn't needed the clothes of the car to make O'Hassan as one of Dono's crowd. My grandfather had been a thief, a robber, and in his younger days, the kind of terror that nobody would call good. If this little guy was an acquaintance, then he had probably been an accomplice, too. You come to Seattle just to find Dono? I said.
Not just that, but he was high on my list.
He glanced around at the empty yard.
No roof material yet. I guess you have to get the drying in done pretty quick.
You know construction.
I know it rains a lot in Seattle. You can't leave framing out in the weather like this forever.
I'm gambling on a dry summer. Well, you come up with the dough? Those bright blueberry eyes narrowed in calculation before he shrugged and nodded at the lapsing sun.
Quitting time. It's Van, right? Same name as your granddad, Donovan, but people call you that.
Good memory.
Well, if you let me bend your ear a little, I'll buy the suds. Unless you got somewhere else to be.
I didn't. Hadn't for a few months. Not since Luce Boylan and I had broken up. I spent half of each day in one of the part-time jobs I'd managed to scrounge up, and the other half working on the house, which was no longer an option until I could afford the rest of the construction. The bones would stay bare. And I had to admit, O'Hassan had me curious why a man would seek out my grandfather first thing after tasting the air outside.
Might as well, I said.
I locked up the tools in the big backyard shed, which had somehow survived the blaze, and changed into a t-shirt that was a couple of stains cleaner than the one I'd been wearing to monkey around the sap-covered lumber. O'Hassan followed my clattering Dodge pickup down to Madison and farther east to a tavern called Lloyd's Own. It wasn't a dive. The neighborhood was too upscale for that. But it was away from the foot traffic, and I could sit and think in peace. O'Hassan and I settled into a booth at the back, away from the handful of patrons staining their lips with buffalo wings. He kept his cap on. Pem, the skinny hipster kid who worked the 2-to-8 shift, drifted over and asked if I wanted a Guinness like usual. I did. O'Hassan ordered the same. He glanced around at the walls, which were laden with County Cork landscapes, and then at Pem.
A black boy pulling the taps in a Mick bar? He said.
I looked at him. He waved a hand hastily.
Just a long time since I've been in any place where people didn't stick to their own. Since I've been any place at all. It's an okay thing, is what I mean.
His left hand kneaded at the bicep muscle of his right arm. Across the room, Pem set the half-full pints of stout on the bar to settle. O'Hassan nodded.
They pour it right in this place. That's why you like it, yeah?
And no one gives a rip if I'm covered in sawdust.
You do that work professionally, making houses.
Real contractors do the heavy lifting. I just pitch in with what Dono taught me.
Right, he was a builder. I'd forgotten that.
He rubbed the bridge of his nose sheepishly.
He taught you other stuff, too.
A statement instead of a question. I waited. O'Hassan gave his arm one last squeeze. A tiny scab crested one of the veins on the back of his bony hand. I'd had a few scabs like that myself, left by IV needles.
I'm not prying, he said. Dono mentioned some things while we were in Nogales last time I saw him. You remember him making that trip?
I did, now that O'Hassan mentioned it. Most of the thieving I'd done as a kid had been with Dono.